Do you guys remember a few shows ago, I called up a guy about his cabinet that he bought from us, and he returned it, and it was filled with termites, and it infested our store with termites? That guy has ridden me back. He says, "Hey Brad, it's Roy again. This customer bought a 3-piece set of couches at my job. He says, to do my magic, maybe say employees were caught having sex on the couches that this guy just bought. And he says, this week, I will get you a whole list of people with orders." And that's kind of scary because, I would love a list of people who bought couches and furniture and stuff. But I don't want you to get fired. So please don't do anything that's going to get yourself fired where they're going to figure out who you are. I don't want you to get in trouble. So maybe you shouldn't send me a big list. I would really enjoy a big list, but you never know what's going to happen. Some of my listeners are assholes and they'll figure out who these people are. Figure out what location it is. I try to bleep everything out the best I can, but people can still figure things out. So, I don't know. Be careful. Don't get in trouble over my dumb show. Although, if you do get fired, that would make a really hilarious reference check for me to call your old boss.
Bueno?
Hello? Is this Jose?
I'm from Jose's brother.
Oh, well, where's Jose?
I don't know. I think he's working right now.
Oh, do you have his work number?
No, but I can give you his phone number. You want it?
Oh, okay, sure.
Okay, hold on. Who's calling?
I'm calling from the store. He bought a couch from us.
Oh, no, I already, I think it was my brother because we got the same name. Yeah, I already got it.
Oh, yeah, I know. So you bought the couch?
Okay. Yeah, we are.
Yeah, well, we gave you the wrong couch. We need you to bring that couch back and we'll give you the right couch. Yeah, can you go ahead?
What is that different?
Well, the manager, he doesn't believe in banks. He doesn't like banks or credit unions, so he keeps all his money in the couch that we gave you. So your couch is filled with money. So we need that couch.
The ones we got right now, they are expensive?
No, they have cash, money inside of them, like a bunch of cash, a bunch of $20 bills.
Inside in the couch?
Yeah, because he doesn't like banks, so he just keeps all of his money in the couch, inside of it.
Okay. Yeah, because I mean, yesterday, I used to throw money inside in a house, so they take me like 2 hours to put it inside.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to need to
bring... They're still in the bag. I'm not even open yet. I'm not even doing nothing yet.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Yeah, could you bring could you bring those back to us? Because they've got money inside
the
of
couches?
Them.
All the couches?
Yeah, bring all three of them. All three of them are filled with money.
Like you know what? I mean, the couches, I mean, for me, that'd be a little hard. You know, for me, that'd be a little hard because, I mean, I just spent like 3 hours trying to put it inside because they're moving in the second floor.
Yeah,
and
but
they don't fit that good. So, but whatever you want and whatever it is in a couch, I mean, if you got money down there or whatever, I just give you back. It's not a big deal.
Oh, no, it's the couches are special to him, and they're filled with money. It'd be hard to get all that money out, because there's over $300,000 in cash inside those couches, and he wants to get that money back.
I can keep you back. If it is there, I keep you back. Don't worry about it, man.
Oh, no, we need...
I'm the honest guy.
We need the couches, though. Can you bring the couches back?
The problem is, okay, I mean, because I just get that one, all right?
You what?
We pay for that ones. I get that ones. I mean, if you leave the money there or whatever, I'm not gonna go there and pull it out again and take it to you, take it to the other ones, and spend like 3 more hours to go inside.
He wants the couch. He gave you the wrong couches, and he really, those couches have sentimental value because the owner and his wife, they used to have sex on those couches, and they accidentally sold you the couches that they have sex on all the time.
But I mean, what is the difference if the couches are brand new?
They're just wrapped in plastic. They're not really brand new. If you look really closely, you'll see that they're not brand new.
If you wanted the couches, you're the one who got to pull it up.
Oh,
I'm
no.
not going to do it.
Well, it's not
I'm
me.
Not gonna go, I mean, seriously, because it's like I say, I spend a lot of time to throw money inside in the house. I just throw money for the top of the porch.
Yeah,
you
but
know.
There's so much money, though, inside those couches. There's like $300,000 in cash inside of the couch, and we need it back. You can't just take our money.
No, I'm not going to take your money, but like I say, you want it back, you got to pull it up. I'm not going to do it.
Why
like
can't...
Like I say, the couches, I'm not even open yet. It's still inside in the bag, okay?
Yeah, but they're not really new. They're used couches.
But I mean, it's the same thing, you know. Whenever I try to get a new couch, I pay for the hours, and they tell me it's gonna take like 4 days, right?
Oh my God, I don't care.
They said it's gonna take like 3 weeks. Okay?
Yeah, it'll take another 3 weeks.
So I get that one. I mean, who made the mistake down there?
Oh, it was me. It was me. You know.
How am I supposed to know? This is the other one. If you sell in the brand new couches and you give me the other ones and they are used ones, I mean, how they work this?
Yeah. So look, just bring us our couch back because that's a special couch.
I'm not gonna do it. If you want it, you gotta pick it up. I can give you my address.
He'll give you a new couch this time.
Hey, but I spent like more than 3 hours trying to put it inside in the house.
He'll give you.
So it's gonna take me the other 3 hours because you guys.
He'll give you $20 if you bring it back.
I give you $100 if you pull it up.
Really? You'll pay us $100?
I mean, come on. This is your mistake. I'm not going to work for free.
Okay.
3 hours on there.
So if I come over there right now and get the couch, you're going to give me $100?
Hey, and are you going to pay me my interest?
Well, that makes
sense. Hold all my money for this much time.
No, you owe me $100.
I mean, come on. I mean, makes sense to you? How am I going to spend 3 more hours pull it up for the second floor, for the porch, take it back to your store, and take it a new one. I mean, hey, it was a lot of work I put it there.
Look, goddammit, just bring us our couch. Just bring us our goddamn couch.
Hey, you know what? I just stopped at the store, and let me go pick up my kids.
I don't care about your stupid kids. You need to bring me my couch. It's got money
in
it.
I don't care about my stupid kids. So, hey, what is your name, man?
My name is Roy. I work here at the Hobo.
Let me write about your name. So like that way we'll figure out this. Because I mean, nobody's going to call it stupid to my kids.
Well, you're
the first one, my friend.
Your kids are stupid.
This is the first one. You make a mistake, it's your motherfucking fault, and you got to figure out how you got to take care of this shit. But nobody got to fucking talk to me like that way, okay?
You can't keep all that money, because that's grand theft. That's $300,000.
You can keep your motherfucking money. Who wants the money? Who told you put a fucking money in my couches? Who told you to sell the motherfucking using couches?
It's an accident.
I do it.
It's an accident.
If it was a fucking accident, okay. But it's not a fucking way. I don't care about your fucking super kids. Fuck you. You're not going to fucking talk to like that way to my fucking kids, man.
I'm not talking to your kids. I'm talking to you.
No. Hey, what do you say? What, you got boss or not?
I'm not the
boss. You open your fucking mouth and you told me I don't care about your super kids. Fuck you.
But your kids are stupid.
You're the family, bro.
You better give that couch back. God damn it.
Hey, I just stopped by the store. Just give me one fucking half hour. I just stopped down there, and we can talk it face to face. And you can call the police, too. All right?
You need to bring back the couch.
I can call it right in the front by you, man.
You need to bring back the couch and bring $100 for our trouble.
Fuck you. I'm not going to give you $100.
You owe us $100. I'm writing you a bill for $100 right now. I'm writing a receipt. Wow, I apologize for the quality of whatever prepaid mobile company he was using. He's using a damn hobo phone or something. That was pretty awful. Thanks again, Roy. Don't get yourself fired for me, you know, giving me more numbers. I don't want you to get in trouble. Oh, and by the way, you know, I said my name was Roy in that call. Don't worry. The guy that submitted this number to me, his name isn't really Roy. There's a different name on the email header and stuff. He just says his name is Roy. I hope.